They may have broken through the glass ceiling, but women are still struggling with the glass screen. It seems the new frontier for gender equality is online. At its annual conference this month, the popular reference site Wikipedia announced moves to address its staggering gender imbalance, where 90% of its contributors are male, as Jacqueline Breen reports.
Wikipedia's mission statement is a world where everyone can share freely in the sum of all knowledge. But it seems that men are sharing in much greater numbers than women. At the site's annual conference in Israel this month, the issue of gender inequality raised its head. Only one in every 10 contributors is female, and that makes for an unbalanced take on the past and present.
Generally speaking, one of the issues we've been very concerned about is that there's just a more of a male-dominated society group going on there.
Adam Jenkins is Vice President of Wikimedia Australia, and feels the numbers are bad for the site's image and integrity. He says there are two main factors attracting men and turning women off the site. The first is technological.
The way you enter into Wikipedia and the type of the interface you receive when you log into it to make changes isn't really particularly easy for people to get a hang of, and is more of an IT style, you're writing code, you're using special symbols to represent things, rather than a what you see is what you get style editor that you would have in say a word processor.
And the second is cultural.
Certainly it's not necessarily always pleasant. It's a big community that's been built itself up over an extended period of time. It's built in its own rules and its own beliefs in how we enforce that and the importance of enforcing them. And to some extent, that makes it very difficult for people who to enter in, you know, from outside. And you need to be willing to sort of face off the occasional person, perhaps, in order to get through.
At the annual conference, co-founder Jimmy Wales described the typical contributor as a 26-year-old male with a PhD. They are, he says, a pretty geeky bunch. But those male geeks have built the world's fifth most popular website. The site holds 3.7 million English articles and receives around 400 million visitors each month. Some critics say the whole system is structurally flawed. The site's open source nature means anyone can edit entries to support their worldview, and some public figures were caught doing just that. In 2005, reporters found that Jimmy Wales rewrote his own history, editing his biography to suggest he was the site's sole founder. Professor Melissa Gregg teaches gender studies at Sydney University. She thinks most online forums are male-dominated, and she's not surprised that this extends to Wikipedia.
No, I'm not surprised. Firstly, because I'm very aware that sources of information have been male-dominated for a long time, for centuries, in fact, and it took a long time for women to be part of the university structure.
And Melissa points out it's not just the gender imbalance that's dogging Wikipedia. She says the site's Western-centric focus is also a shortcoming.
It's often taken for granted these days that a Wikipedia entry will be the first place that you'll go to get information about something. And so if it's very clear that there's a gender imbalance or indeed, you know, an ethnicity imbalance in the sort of worldview you're getting there, then you're not actually getting access to the kinds of credible information that otherwise might be being passed off as such.
Wikipedia's Adam Jenkins says the site is taking steps to make the site more user-friendly and encourage a supportive environment.
One of the things that we're very good at on Wikipedia is pointing out when someone's done something wrong. And what we've traditionally not been very good at is leaving messages to say, you're doing really great, thank you for what you're doing.
Wikipedia says its goal is to increase female contributions from 10 to 25% by 2015.
Jacqueline Breen with that report.